Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with Mary. So today's episode title is Do It Right the First Time. So I know it is simple, but sometimes we cannot grasp that concept. What are we talking about as it pertains to do it right the first time? I'm talking about obedience. You see, I had a conversation with my daughter. Let's just say she is in middle school for the first year. And she's going through the ups and downs. And as she's going through the ups and downs, my husband and I is going through the ups and downs as well with her. One form of communication with her, we do know that she speaks pretty fast and we have to get her to slow down so that we can understand what she's actually saying. I'm going to share this with you because I downloaded an obedient activity for her and different biblical stories so that she can learn from it. And I'm going to share with you, I had to break it down as far as the biblical standpoint, as well as on a practical level where she can understand it. And I believe that it is very timely and it's something that we all need to grasp, even as adults. Because not necessarily we get things right or do things right the first time. Come on, think about it. Think about your boss asking you to do something and you don't do it right the first time. Or what if your husband asks you to do something and you don't do it right the first time? What if your mom or your child? These are different things and different examples I'm providing you because do it right the first time is just not a action that happens just one time. It has to be your way of living, your way of being. And I had to teach my daughter and educate her on if you do things the right way the first time, then you don't have to go back and do it again. Think about the chores. You know, if you clean your room right the first time, if you put something down the first time and it's correct price, you will be able to find it. Not just that, you won't have to come back and move it again. So I share with her as it pertains to that because I believe children and adults, we go through this phase where we believe that our way is the right way. And that's not necessarily true. We have to align our way with what God is saying and what God is teaching us. And I had to give her some hard truths. And some hard truth, she may not want it, but I have to give her the meat and tell her, hey, look, if you don't do it right the first time, God has a way. God has a way of humbling you. Yes, God has a way of humbling you. And when God brings forth that humbling stage, you may not like it. And that is because God is trying to show us that we can do nothing. Nothing without him. And my goal is to help you all understand that even in your household, sometimes the things that we complain about, we are the common denominator. If we do it right the first time, we can get it. Think about this. My daughter was reading the story of Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach, right? And how they was told by the king to worship this gold statue. And they said they will not worship the gold statue. They was obedient to what they believed. They was obedient to what God called them to do, okay? And sometimes we're not obedient to what God is calling us to do. Like they said that, look, we know that God can deliver us out of this fire, but if he don't, it's still God. I'm going to obey him. I'm going to follow him. I'm not going to allow just because you want me to do something to change my way of being. No, this was their way of being. So in the end, God was in the fire with them. Come on now. God was in the fire with them. And that's something we need to just think about. If we're obedient,
obedience will bring forth the reward. If we're not obedient, how could we expect God to be with us if we're not obedient? Yes, he's going to eventually show up in your life, but God wants you to do it right the first time. It's just that simple. I told my daughter, I said, you know, in life, one thing is that you're at this age in sixth grade. I wish I knew what I know now in sixth grade, but I didn't. But it's a humbling that I had to go through. I had to go through some trials and tribulation, just like all of us. If God is instructing you to do something and you don't do it because you think your way is the right way, that is not going to bring forth your reward. I'm going to tell you that you're going to take longer to get to what God got for you down the road and where God is trying to take you because you are being disobedient. You're not operating in your obedience in the word of what God is calling you to do. And I know that we're not children anymore. Some of us are, but I know that we are adults. But just because we're adults don't mean that we don't have to remain childlike. And childlike meaning, the word tells us to remain childlike, meaning to always be in a position where you're learning, always be in a position where you're like, I can't do it by myself. Think about this. A child comes to the parents. I can't do this by myself, so I need your help. They're always learning. They're always making friends. They're always putting themselves in a position where I'm not higher than you. And that's what the word is calling us to see. It's like we are children of God. So just because we have titles doesn't give us the right to be disobedient. Just because we have titles don't give us the right to be disobedient. No. Yes, I may be a wife. Yes, I may be a mom. Yes, I may be an author, a speaker, what have you. None of that matters to God because in his eyes, all of us are his children. And it is because of who he is that we are who we are today. So think about that. What do I really have to do right the first time? Is it cleaning your home? Because some of us, not me, I used to years ago, some of us would just wash clothes, put it in the washing machine, and just leave it there, and then put it in the dryer and just leave it there. And it sits there for an enormous amount of time. But here's what you need to realize. Sometimes the clothes get mildew. Sometimes the clothes are wrinkled when you could have just grabbed the clothes out the dryer, fold them up, put them where they're supposed to go, dry them, hung them up. You wouldn't have to iron them. And as a result, you see clutter. And the clutter you fuss about. But the clutter comes from you not doing what's right the first time. Sorry, but it's true. You know, and that's where I came from. I'm not there anymore. Even when it comes down to my daughter, no, we are not going to do that. And you are going to put them clothes up when they're finished. Don't wash the clothes if you can't put them up and dry them. If you can't finish the process, why start it? So that's why I'm just urging us to just think about that. In the beginning, God created man. He created the foundation of this earth. He didn't stop until he was finished. Whew. My God. He didn't stop until he was finished. So who are we? We are made in his image and after his likeness. So we shouldn't stop until we're finished. So that means do it right the first time. Don't start something if you can't finish it. We have to be obedient. Be obedient to the process. What is God calling you to do? And like I shared the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was obedient to who they believe is in high authority. They believe in Jesus Christ. No matter what came along the way, they was obedient to their source. They was obedient to their foundation. They was obedient to the end, even being put in the fire's furnace and being turned, and for the furnace to be turned up higher. But they stayed. Let me tell you, just because you do things right the first time does not mean you're not going to go through something. Yes, you're going to go through something, but get this. You can come out quicker and don't bring on more harm pressure upon yourself when you do things right the first time. And that's what they did. They stuck with what God called them to do. Even Noah's Ark, we are on day two of the obedience activity for my daughter. And Noah's Ark, think about this. These are things you can look up and you can search the story of Noah's Ark. You can search the story of the children of Israel, which is long. And let me tell you something. The children of Israel will humble you. And if they don't humble you, I don't know what will. But I do know God will eventually come around and show you you. And show you areas where you need to grow. We are not perfect. We are in a position where we're seeking to be perfected by the perfect one, who is Jesus Christ. So I just want to urge you to just do things right the first time. If you just sit and think about what issues are you facing? Is it because you haven't been obedient? And is it because you didn't do what was right at the beginning? And is it because you cannot finish what you started? So read Noah's Ark, read Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these are stories that will be able to help you. My goal is to help you cultivate healthy relationships at home and in your community. And in order to do that, you have to understand the me factor. The me factor is you. You can't change anybody. The only person you can change is yourself. So in order to do that, you have to do it right the first time. And I'm going to just say this. Noah's Ark, Noah was obedient to what God called him to do by building an ark, okay? And there was two kinds of every animal on there. You know, even though the people of the town looked at him like, why is this man building an ark? He was obedient to what God called him to do, even though them people didn't understand. But guess what? When the storm came, when the waves came, they hauled tail on their ark. But they didn't listen right away, but Noah listened. So it doesn't matter what everybody else is saying and what everybody else is doing. If God is telling you go right and the people want to go left, you better go right. Because like I said, you're going to have a humbling moment that God is going to show you, you can do nothing without me. And that is, it could be your past experiences. It could be someone with a health condition. It could be someone that went on home to be with the Lord. It could be different ranges of things that may bring forth a humbling moment for you. But as I urged my daughter, I said, I would advise you to do it right the first time because God is in everything. And if you don't listen the first time around, he's going to give you grace. He's going to give you mercy each and every day. But understand, things have an expiration date. And when God is ready to show you you and ready to send you that humbling moment, just be prepared. And it may not be something you like because it's not always something you like. The tests and trials we go through, it ain't something we like. It's actually something we don't want to go through. But just like the children of Israel, they went through more danger because they was disobedient, because they didn't do what was right the first time. They did what was right, then turned around, then stopped doing what was right while people was watching. So think about that. Who's watching you? Do someone always have to watch you for you to do what's right the first time? Do you always have to have somebody physically in your presence to do what's right? No. Do what's right the first time. That is obedience, and obedience will bring forth your reward. Until next time, you be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.